I talked to her husband, and I talked to the police in Bergen, where I guess we just called from. I talked to people who sent me a letter. And I sent it to the police and everything, and Bramme. He sent it to Oscar because we have to do that when it's another country. I can't talk anymore. I mean, if I have you, maybe I've been hurt. Yes, I have not been that, if the things you told me is right. But I mean that this case is so old and you have to close it and start on your life and forget, maybe you can't forget it, but you can ruin it. I mean, you have to do that. I can't help you anymore, so...
Yeah, that's right.
If you want some other answer, if you want the case to reopen again, you have to talk to the lawyers.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be difficult for me to get her prosecuted for perverting the course of justice, will it?
As it looks now, yes. But maybe the lawyers in Oslo say that, okay, now we have so much that we want to
prosecute. Who has so much?
But, also, I can't deny when the case is big enough for the lawyers in Oslo, okay? I'll send my stuff away to them, and they have to decide when they want to get the case in the court, or when they want to close it.
So it's not definite that it's closed yet?
No.
No.
But
So the number of this man, Dag Longos, is 32805500. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, as far as Heidi's husband is concerned, I mean, he can go to hell, because he says to me, you know, Allah doesn't exist, come to Jesus, and he speaks like an insane lunatic in tongues.
Yeah,
so,
we're all right. He is. I've talked to him many times, and he's very all right.
Yeah, but if he says to me, Allah doesn't exist, come to Jesus, and speaks to me in tongues, you know, only only for 5 minutes, okay, you can ask my mother, because she listened to it too, and you're trying to tell me he's okay. He may be okay to you, okay, but he's certainly got another side to him. But tell me something, if I don't see Heidi, right, I won't get arrested, but I want to see that idiot, her husband, and I want to have a little chat with him. Now, if I see him, will I be arrested?
As I told you, if you come to Norway and take contact with Heidi or her and her family,
or her husband,
we will do something.
Yeah, what?
We can't let you do that. She is terrifying, and her husband is a part of her life.
Yeah.
That's one of the laws you have in Norway.
That's right. So simply trying to get the truth out of people, once they've told...
You go the right way, don't you?
You have to go a different way. That's what I've been trying for the last...
Yes, then you have to talk to the lawyers.
3 years, yeah.
Can we open the case again?
All right, so, well, thanks for your chat. I'll, you know, I hope, you know, I won't have to bother you again. You know, I appreciate all the time you've put in.
I just hope you can come always and you can live with this case come up and talk about our new life. I hope so. These things which are coming up now between you and Heidi is good. It's only hurting you both, and I hope you can...
Well, no, I was basically, the best years of my life have gone, and the shock of what she said and done about me, I couldn't really come to terms with, and that's why I was determined over the years to punish her so much and continue doing it, because I think there's one or two other people like her about, you know, you always read about them in the newspapers, in crime reports, and I think she had to be taught a lesson that she'll never forget.
She has
given
a lesson
from you. Well, I see in the newspapers she's lost a lot of hair. She certainly, she seems, you know, but, you know, when I last spoke to her, I could tell that the old lies were coming out. And, you know, I mean, I called her a racist pig the last time I spoke to her, you know, and just put the phone down, and that was the last contact I had. You know, I don't like, you know, and I've written maybe, you know, 50 postcards just with the dates of, you know, she did this in 1984, she did this in 86, you know, and abortions, this and that. But, you know, that's all just to make the postman read it, and so the postman tells the whole town, because I want her punished. People must know what she's about, because, don't forget,
I can tell you that all the neighbors and people around her know.
Well, I spoke to two of the neighbors on the phone about 2 years ago, and they themselves hadn't read the newspapers, but I sent them myself full details, you know, about 9 pages, so they know the full story from my point of view. But I did say to one woman that, can you please not believe the newspapers when they say I threatened to kill her son, because I have not. And, you know, that boy liked me very, very, very much. Indeed, Heidi wrote and told me so. And you know, is she trying to tell everybody that she lets her son go around telling everybody what a nice friend he has in England, when 2 years before he threatened to kill the boy? That's nonsense. She would say, keep away from this boy, we'll have no contact with him. You know, he's threatened to kill him, and she will keep him away at every opportunity. Not let him sit on my knee and play with me and kiss me. You know, it just doesn't make sense, because allegations of threats to kill and obviously rape can put me in prison. And that's why, you know, maybe in exposing her, other people won't try this. But, you know, I mean, I know with those kind of allegations flying around, my liberty is at stake, and I have to do something about it. Yeah. All right, so take care, and have a restful week. All right, then. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yes, good morning. Can I speak to a lawyer called Doug Lingos, please? Thank you.
Lingos?
Yes, hello, good morning. My name's Farid El-Diwani. I'm phoning from England, and it's in connection with Heidi Schoen.
Yes?
Terrell Sorter gave me your telephone number and told me that you had been dealing with this case.
Yes?
Yeah, right, can you... I'm finding it quite hard to get some evidence that that's been written in the newspapers, and I was wondering if you could help me get it.
What do you want? You want the evidence?
Yes, these newspaper articles.
What articles are you talking about? In Norwegian paper?
Yes, that's right. In Bergen Tidender, Drammen Tidender, and Verdens Gang.
Yeah? Today or...?
No, in 1995.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's in the what do you call, the case.
Mm.
Have some... copies of the articles, but
yeah,
I think I can find it for you now.
Well, it's just that I myself sent the articles to Toril Sorter.
You sent yourself?
Yeah, I sent them myself, and I was, you know, some very serious allegations being made in those newspaper articles by Heidi.
But I understand that you also now write letters to Heidi.
Oh yes, that's right. I want to know the answers to you know, these serious allegations. You know, in threats to kill her son. I understand also that she's alleged I've raped her. You know, and I want evidence that the police evidence that she raped, that a Bergen shopkeeper also raped her. You know, threats to kill her neighbours and sexual harassment, all this sort of rubbish that was written in the newspapers that isn't true. And my reason for asking this is because there is no evidence that exists to indicate this, and I myself want to take proceedings against her for perverting the course of justice, because you know, it's just a disgusting thing to do what she said. But the reason I'm sick, and you know, I've written angry letters to her, is because no one is giving me the answers to these questions I've been asking for years, and obviously I show my disgust and hatred for this woman by telling her in writing, and I don't see what's wrong with that.
Well, the police in Norway says that you have to stop this writing to Heidi Turner.
Well, I'll stop writing once she tells me where the evidence is for the threats she says I've made to kill her son. If, you see, the police have had, I don't know, 2 years to look into this, and I have had no answers. So I obviously have to keep trying to get in touch with Heidi, so that she explains it, because, you see, the police, Toril Sorter said to me, you must do this the proper way. Well, I've tried the proper way. When I went to see Heidi in 1990, she makes up stories that I've made more threats, and then I'm arrested, so I can't even talk to her. And when we were in the police station, and the police officers asked me, what can we do to resolve this case, and I said, well, let me sit down with you and Heidi, just the three of us, and then we can then I can show to you that Heidi is a liar. The policeman came back to me and said, Heidi doesn't want to talk to you, and so she gets away with it every time. I must have her confronted with these allegations. You know, it's this terrible thing to have written in the newspapers that I threatened to kill her son.
If you can't get this evidence from me, I don't know either if this is in the case, but if you want these articles from the newspaper, you have to...
No, I do have them. I have the original newspapers myself.
Okay.
You see, but I've asked Toril Sorter to look into it, and she hasn't come up with you know, satisfactory answers at all, and it's not good enough, and I must have someone look into this for me.
Then you have to get a lawyer to who can look at this.
Yeah.
The Norwegian authorities we maybe will send this to the British authorities for what you call it?
For extradition.
Yes, to get a trial in England, or
trial for what?
Well, we mean you have threatened Heidi Sjön with your letters and things.
Yeah, when?
When?
Mm.
A lot of times you have sent her several letters.
Yeah, threatening what?
Threaten and what you call it, she can't talk, I don't know the English word for it. You have disturbed her private life.
Well,
I understand that.
Yeah, of course I understand that, but the thing is, you see, she's tried to ruin my life by saying I've attempted to rape her, or even raped. I think it's rape now. I think she's changed her story to rape, you see, and that's why, you know, I have to have some answers, because I believe that she is a very, very sick woman, and I've tried to be reasonable for years about this. I've asked for the authorities in Norway to supply the evidence that she's gone to the police in the 80s saying that a Bergen shopkeeper had tried to rape her. She's told me her cousin was raped and killed. She's told me that tourists in Greece tried to rape her in 1981. And now I find myself the subject of an allegation of either attempted rape or rape. Now, also she said I've threatened to kill her son in a letter, and no one can find this letter. She says the Bergen police have this letter, but they deny it. Okay, and I've never made such threats, never. She says I've threatened to kill her neighbours if they don't give me her secret addresses. So I've asked which neighbours, and for statements from the neighbours as to these allegations, and nothing has come forward. You see, the reason I was arrested in 1990 is because the father of her child, Gudmund Johansson, beat her up a month before, because she was telling me all about him, and he got so angry that he beat her up, and she went to the police. And then she lied, saying that I've made threats to kill in 1990. Now, I must have the answers to information that I'm entitled to. And the reason I'm writing letters to her is to get this information.
Hmm? But the police in Norway don't allow you to write to Heidi Sjön. You have all your letters by the police.
Yes, I know that. I know that. Yeah. And I've told you that. I wish. I hope she.
You have to stop this writing now, or if not, we have to send the case to the local authorities.
Yeah. Well, I've taken legal advice here, obviously in England, as you probably know, and I'll be most happy to you know, attend any case. I even offered to go to Norway 2 years ago to Toril Sorter to sit down with Heidi to sort this out.
We don't want you to come to Norway. If you come to Norway, we maybe have to arrest you and we'll do the case in Norway.
Yeah, I thought so. So, Toril Sorter told me that you tried to, get me over to Norway. You'd taken advice from the English authorities, and they have said that they can do nothing to help you. Is that right? There'll be no extradition, no trial, nothing. Is that right?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, Toril Sorter.
Yes.
She told me that that you or the authorities in Oslo have contacted
the authorities in England and ask them whether I can be sent to Norway. Yeah? Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't know nothing about that.
No.
Because I haven't known the case for so long time.
Yeah, okay. Well, she says that the case is with someone in Oslo. Is that right?
No, the case is for me now.
Oh, with you?
Yes.
Oh, so how long have you had it?
3-4 months.
And who had it in Oslo?
Maybe one of the district's attorneys.
Yeah, and what did he do?
Send it back to me.
Oh, God. So, have you been trying to see if you can extradite me?
Yes, I can.
Extradite me, make me go to Norway.
No, we don't want you to go to Norway.
For trial?
No. We don't want you to come here at all.
For trial? No?
No.
No.
We don't want you to come to Norway. A trial, we have to... We want send it to England or...
So, do you actually read the letters I write? Do you actually...
No, I haven't read all the letters you write.
No, because they're asking basically the same thing, all of them, that I don't get treated like a complete idiot, and you give me the answers to the allegations that have been made against me in the newspapers and by Heidi to the police. Now, it's very naughty of all of you to start saying I'm harassing her when you know perfectly well she's been in a psychiatric unit and has a very poor sexual history, when you know all I want is information as to the allegations that have been made against me. Now, I've been trying to get this for years, and obviously eventually I'm going to get so sick of it that I'm going to start getting in some revenge, okay, because I'm not going to stand this stress on me and my mother reading this rubbish in the newspapers. Now,
but the owner goes, no, you are threatening Schoen.
I'm threatening Schoen?
Yes.
Who? You are Schoen?
Heidi.
Threatening with what? I've just said to her that, you know, she's...
Say you are aggressive and you have to take some step.
Aggressive? I'm not aggressive. She's wicked. I must have answers to her allegations, you see, and I need to talk to her face to face. She avoids talking to me, so, because she knows she can't deal with the answers. Now, I've tried quietly to ring them up, to talk sensibly about it, and...
Don't want to talk to you.
No, obviously they don't want to talk to me, because they're wicked, deceitful liars, and people who are like that, they don't want to talk. I want some evidence. I want to talk to them. Now, if you can't get the evidence, then I will try. You can't supply the evidence of that I've been trying for 2.5 years to get. So, you know, I have to try myself.
If you want to look at the evidence, you have to go to a lawyer.
A lawyer, yeah.
You have to claim the case.
That's right.
Police in Norway.
That's right. I've been to a lawyer in Bergen, but obviously he didn't see the newspaper allegations. He didn't. I didn't ask him to look into that. He only mentioned the business of attempted rape. Now, can you tell me, please? Because Heidi spoke again to Toril Sorter. What is the latest on this? Is it attempted rape or rape?
Well, I can't answer that because haven't looked at the paper.
Well, okay. I'll phone you back this afternoon.
Oh, no, I can't do this today. You have to come back in the 2-3 weeks.
Weeks?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's another 3 weeks of stress for me, isn't it? You know,
best thing is to leave the whole thing as it is now, and
well, obviously I can't
and stop the writing the letter and stop calling the police, the head attorney.
Well, obviously, you know, I can't do that because I want Heidi shown up to the world for the liar that she is. And if you think that, you know, she can just make allegations that are totally false, I mean, you amaze me. You know, I'm trying to get evidence, which doesn't exist, of course, that I'm trying to prove she's a liar as to these threats to kill the son, the neighbours, the rape. And you are telling me to forget about it. It's just ludicrous. And I'm not going to, because a woman like that is pure evil. She's your Norwegian blonde, and I'm just the worthless Muslim. You know, I read the newspapers, and every 14 times they mention the Muslim man. I was better to Heidi than any man she's ever met. And if you read the letters that she's written to me, okay, then you can see that I have a point. Now, I am not having my name ruined, especially the name of Islam ruined. I know there are a lot of Muslims that are bad and that aren't good, but I am not one of them. And I do not go around trying to rape women. You know, I spent the last 3 years trying to help the Bosnian Muslim women who've been raped, and now I find I've been accused of rape, and I'm not having it. And I want all the evidence surrounding Heidi, the Bergen shopkeeper who she alleged had raped her. I want Gudmund Johansson's her boyfriend who beat her up and was reported to the police. I want that evidence. And I want her interviewed properly. And unless she's interviewed properly, then I will continue to make public her past throughout the whole of Norway, and I'll do it very big. I will make, you know, you're going to have a lot of people contacting you, just as the newspapers published my story throughout the whole of Norway, okay? Then the public have the right to know my side of the story, which is what I've been doing. It's only fair. This has to stop, and you have to do something to get to the bottom of this.
Well, as I said,
use a lawyer, yeah. I will use a lawyer, but will the lawyer be able to get the answers to these questions? Will the lawyer be able to interview Heidi herself?
The police will interview Heidi if necessary.
If necessary, that's right. That's the problem. If necessary, you see. I must say that, you know, unless those answers come back to me clearly, you know, that because there's no evidence, and once those answers come, you will have to prosecute her for perverting the course of justice. And I will carry this on for years if necessary, because I've really had enough, you know, and I'll make it public every inch of the way if you don't get this evidence that she says, that Heidi says exists, that I threatened to kill her son in a letter, okay? And if the lawyer can't do this, then I'll carry on. And Heidi, everyone in Norway eventually, well, not everyone, many, many more people will just know her, who she is. I have a lot of sympathy actually from some Norwegian people who I've gone into detail in this case. And you know, I'm not alone.
Okay.
But you know,
I can hear what you're saying now.
Yeah, I have contacted lawyers in the past. You see, I spent hundreds of pounds in 1990, and my Norwegian lawyers here in London didn't get very far with the police. We got no information on this attempted rape. It was on file, and I wasn't told until I found out in 1995 through my Bergen lawyer. And my Bergen lawyer refused to go any further into the matter of attempted rape because he said Commander Krogvold in Bergen might reopen the case. So I said to my lawyer, Wessenberg, I have not attempted to rape the woman. You go ahead and find the information. And he refused. And he told me the statute of limitations was over in 11th December 1992 for attempted rape.
Is the case of rape a case in Bergen?
Yes, it was the Bergen police station, and I didn't know. You see, Heidi complained in December 1986 that I'd attempted to rape her.
Okay.
Now, just hold on a minute. The last time I saw her was 20 months before this.
Okay.
And she went to complain only 2 weeks after I'd written to her father saying that she was a suicide risk. Right? I warned him about her behaviour. And what happened? 2 years later, she tried to commit suicide again because of Johansson, you see. But she only goes to the police to complain when things get too hot for her.
But the case of rape, I think it...
Well, my lawyer...
I have not the case.
No.
This is Bergen, you have to...
That's right, I have contacted them, and they... Commander Krogvold refuses to talk to me about it, you see. Now, my lawyer has written to me and told me attempted rape. Torrens Sauter is now telling me she thinks Heidi has told her rape. Now, obviously, it's very serious, and I was the one who sent a copy of my lawyer's letter to Torrens Sauter, because Heidi never told the newspapers about this attempted rape. It was me who told the police in German, in Nordirland, Torrens Sauter, to question Heidi about this. Okay, I drew your attention to it because, and if I'm guilty of this, then obviously I'm not going to draw attention to it, but I haven't done it. And, you know...
You can't discuss that case with me. You have to go to the police in Bergen.
Yeah, but Torrens Sauter has already discussed the case with Heidi. She asked Heidi about the attempted... Or, you know, I don't know what it is. It's either attempted rape or rape. So Torrens Sauter has already asked her, but she said she couldn't remember because the papers are now with you.
I don't know if the paper about the rape is with me.
Well, they should be, because Torrens Sauter told me they were. But anyway, I've got a long list of questions. So, you obviously won't answer them direct to me, will you?
Oh yeah, I just want to answer to a lawyer.
Yeah, a lawyer, that's right. Okay.
And I don't want to discuss the... what do you call it? Bevis evidence with you and your lawyer. I just can give him the a copy of the paper in the case.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't discuss the evidence.
Oh, you don't? So I can't even see the evidence?
You can see what the police have. But I won't discuss it with you.
Right, okay. So when my lawyer eventually contacts you, will you see fit to... question Heidi about threats to kill her son, her neighbours, sexual harassment, obscene words, 400 obscene letters.
As I said, I will do it if I think it's necessary.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's necessary? Can you tell me now whether you think?
No, I can't. I can't write
it
at the paper.
Yeah.
So I can say something about that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I've tried to write to Heidi, and you know, any person who's innocent, any person who's right. Okay, if she's right, she can simply write back to me and say, this is a copy of, you know, the letter that you threatened to kill my son. Here are the names of the neighbours who you threatened to kill. If they didn't give me Heidi's address. And she can simply write this like any normal person can. But don't start telling me I mustn't write to her, because I want this information. It costs lots of money to use a lawyer, and you're making me spend money, hundreds of pounds in phone calls and using lawyers just because of this lying woman. Now, she's the one that's been in the psychiatric unit, not me. She's tried to kill herself twice. She slept with someone taking heroin. You know, she's asked me and my friend up to beat Goodman Johansson up. Now, can't you see? You know, can't you see, for God's sake, that this woman is a liar? I may have told her to go to hell, I may have told her to drop dead. I may have told her she's a worthless piece of shit. But any man would. So would you. If any woman treated you like this, I know you'd do the same. Okay. And, you know...
I think I have doing the same as you. Because I think what you are doing is not legal.
Is it legal and nice to say in the newspapers that I'm insane, that I've written 400 obscene letters, I do obscene things in front of her making her watch, I write obscene words on her door, I threaten to kill her son, I threaten to kill her neighbours, and I'm the Muslim man, the Muslim man, the Muslim man, every paragraph. Huh? You think that's legal as well, do you? It was purely against Islam and a Muslim man. Now, I have a German mother. My grandfather was a German soldier. And I've been born in England. And there's a lot of Muslim behaviour I don't like. You know, a lot of the Muslims are very bad at representing Islam. They're fanatics, etc. Now, I am not a crazy, sexually perverted Muslim, as the newspapers have put. And if you think I'm going to take this, then you've got to think again, because I'm not.
Okay. I heard what you
said.
Okay.
Alright, well I shall have to spend a few hundred pounds more, no doubt, contacting a lawyer in Drammen, and I hope the lawyer, you know, that first of all they'll want money, and then they'll read the case, and then they'll probably say that they won't help me. And then I find another lawyer, and on it goes. But in the meantime, I will not stop making public Heidi's past until the newspapers apologise on their front pages.
I heard what you're saying.
Okay. All right, all the best, and thanks for listening to me, and I shall... can I actually... the spelling of your name, your surname. I know it's Lingos, but what's the...
What are you going to use that for?
Well, I want to get it right, because I have to tell my German lawyer.
You can get my title, it's Assistant Chief of Police.
Oh, yeah, oh, good. Assistant Chief of Police. Don't worry, I'm not gonna make your name public, because I mean, I've made the...
I'm not afraid about that.
No, it's okay, that's all, I won't do that, but, you're at which police station?
Drammen.
The German police. Oh, I think I have the address, yeah. What is the address, actually? Can you tell me?
Erik Børresen Sali.
E-R-I-C, yep.
Erik.
Yep.
Børresen.
B-E-R.
B, yes.
Børresen, yep.
Gate.
Gate, yep.
Number, yes, what's it? Number one.
Yep.
3,000 Drammen.
3,000 German, yeah. Okay, very good. Alright, well, I'll get down to, getting in touch with yet another lawyer, and, if the answers, come out, then maybe we'll get somewhere, but obviously, we have to wait and see, how things go.
Yeah.
Alright, thanks very much.
Goodbye.
Alright, it's alright.